Hello, welcome to my podcast, I'm Melanie, and if you want to know more about dog breath, you have reached the indicated podcast. Today, I will talk about the chow chow breath. History. The chow chow is perhaps the oldest of the Chinese dog breed. Its origin dates back several thousand years, and it is often questioned whether the Chow Chow developed from Spitz type dogs or whether Spitz type dogs developed from the Chow Chow. He was a dog with many roles. From the start, they have been slaughterers, hunters, livestock keeper, and unfortunately for them, food. The name Chow Chow could be derived from the Chinese word chow, which means edible, although most historians believe that the name comes from a slang word that means curiosity, and the chow chow is undeadable and oriental curiosity. The chow chow was introduced to the West in the late 19th century. Begin a rise to success that eventually led to the Americans' Kennel Club's list of the top 10 breeds. This breed was not so lucky. It is homeland where many chow chows were eliminated during the Cultural Revolution. Characteristics: the Chow Chow is a medium-sized dog with a height that range between 40 and 50 centimeters and a weight between 24 and 34 kilograms. The Chow Chow is a square dog with straight legs that contribute to its somewhat forced movement. It has erect ears, a broad skull, and a tail curled over its back. The main feature is, of course, it's a blue-black chow. Facial wrinkles give the chow chow a frowning expression. For its size, it is a strong and robust dog. There are two types of hair. We are more familiar with the coarse and longer hair. This is a separate straight coat that gives Chow Chow puppies a curly teddy bear look. The other variant has shorter straight hair. Both types of hair have a dense undercoat. Chow Chow are usually seen in the red or black coloration, although all solid colors are acceptable. Personality: Chow Chows are not usually sociable and outgoing dogs. They tend to be aloof around strangers and can be aggressive towards other dogs. Something that fits in with the origins as wild dogs from homes and livestock, early socialization with other dogs, pets, and people is important. They can bark in an annoying way if the alarm barks are not controlled. Chow Chow are quite intelligent, although they have an independent and stubborn streak, so training them can be a problem. In order for them to be successful in competitions, they need a very creative and strong patient trainer. They are immensely protective and need training to control this guardian tendency. Coexistence. Chow Chow give themselves up and protect their families. In order for them to be good family pets, they need a lot of early socialization that also includes exposure to children. The best thing for Chow Chow is training that clarifies their place in the family so they don't become overbearing. Despite training problems, some chows compete do well in obedience and loyalty. Grooming varies depending on the type of hair. A rough hair chow should benefit from daily grooming to avoid tangles. Smooth hair dogs can be briefly groomed once or twice a week. It is necessary to be especially careful to keep the eyes and facial folds clean, since the thick hair can retain dirt or other materials.